This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There was some surprisingly good news about the U.S. economy today. Stocks rallied after the Labor Department announced that 110,000 new jobs were created in September. A year ago, that would have counted as pretty bad news. Job growth was much faster back then. But after a summer of financial turmoil, even decent job growth is considered reassuring. It would be an indication that the U.S. economy has avoided the worst. In the industrial heartland, lots of people are still struggling, and the real estate market is in a real funk. We'll hear more about that shortly. First, NPR's Adam Davidson joins us from our bureau in New York City. Adam, what exactly did the Labor Department report today, and why were people so happy about it?
Well, they reported the September jobs number, but that wasn't the big news. The big news was that they said, oops, we made a mistake when we reported the August numbers a month ago. You might remember about a month ago, the Labor Department said that actually jobs shrunk in the U.S. in August. There were fewer jobs in August. And that was the first time in 4 years that there were fewer jobs in a month than the previous month. That's a very scary sign to lots of people in the economy, a sign that we might be headed towards a recession. It caused a lot of turmoil. That's one of the reasons the dollar has been losing so much value, so much that there's been so much turmoil the last month. But now they've said, oh, we were wrong when we went back and did a revision. Actually, there was job growth in August, not huge job growth, about 89,000 jobs, which counts as, like you were saying earlier, as modest job growth, but job growth. And that's very good news compared to job decline.
Good news indeed. The stock market clearly liked it, and it's clearly the folks who got all those new jobs. Does that mean that these summer worries are now over, the worries about a broad economic downturn brought on by this subprime market meltdown?
Well, I mean, I'd be foolish to say yes, you have nothing to worry about, because that's almost guaranteed that there would be some problem. But it is very promising. I mean, I remember a few weeks ago, I was on the air a lot. Lots of people were in the media a lot. We were very concerned that the U.S. economy was headed towards a recession. This was when there was all that talk about all these foreclosures, all these houses that people had bought, with subprime mortgages, houses they couldn't afford. They were going into foreclosure. We were learning that all these banks all over the world had major investments in the U.S. subprime housing business, which no one really knew it was that widespread. And there was a very real concern that the U.S. would go into recession. The whole world might go into recession. It was very scary. These numbers, along with some other positive numbers in the last couple weeks, seem to suggest that there's a good chance we're just not going to go to recession. We're going to be okay. It's not rapid growth, it's soft growth, but it is growth, and that's good.
But Adam, still a big question about the Federal Reserve. Will the Fed see this as a reason not to lower interest rates?
That is an assumption that they might lower interest rates one more time. They did make this huge, by Fed standards, lowering last month 50 basis points or 0.5%. That's a very big, aggressive move. This is the kind of report that would make them rethink another lowering. I think that there's a lot of economists who expect a short lowering, but they're not. Expecting a lot of lowering over the coming months.
And just quickly, Adam, does this put wind in the sails for the rest of the economy, the value of the dollar, the health of the stock market?
Yes, the dollar's already gone up. The stock market did gangbusters. And this is good news not just for Wall Street. This is good news for, obviously, the people who have jobs, but then those people are going to buy products, which means good jobs for other people. It's one of those virtuous cycles that there's very few people who suffer from.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
That was NPR's Adam Davidson in New York.